25 minutes after 10 in Sydney, 25 after 9 on the Gold Coast. The big news this morning, Tim Payne taking an indefinite break away from all forms of cricket. His manager has confirmed there is a mental health break that they want to take. Extremely concerned for his and Bonnie's well-being, his wife's well-being, and Tim Payne stepping away from cricket of all forms. So you'd have to say that this is going to rule him out of the Ashes series. From Code Sport, Daniel Cherney is on the line. Good morning to you, Dan. Did you see this coming? I thought that there was more to play out in this story, and I thought that this was going to be a logical next step, and it appears as though everything's just got to Tim Payne and the family.
Morning, Matt. Look, no, it's hard to be completely shocked by this, isn't it, when you consider how Tim Payne's life has changed in not even a week since the Herald Sun story dropped at 2 p.m. last Friday. I mean, it's a sad turn of events. Really, it's hard to look at it any other way. Whether Tim Payne, by his own admission, has done the wrong thing, and there are some disputed elements of the story which probably make it hard to make a definitive judgment on just what happened. But nevertheless, it's sad, and he. You'd imagine now has played his last test match for Australia. It's just hard to envisage that if he doesn't play at the start of the series that he would come back, especially in COVID times with bubbles, etc. I know he's coming from Tasmania, but nevertheless, it's just in the circumstances, it's hard to think that the Aussie selectors wouldn't then have make a clean break. And look, clearly at this stage, the concern is for Tim and for Bonnie Payne, who's particularly innocent, victim in all this. She's clearly done absolutely nothing wrong and has had to has to wear a very heavy toll here. And it's an amazing turn of events in just a week.
Dan, Cricket Tasmania have said they'll continue to support Tim and his family both professionally and personally over the summer. Haven't seen a statement from Cricket Australia yet, but especially with the mental health issue going on here and the way that Cricket Australia were essentially hammered for throwing, a lot of people were saying, Tim Payne under the bus and not supporting him. Where does that leave Cricket Australia in all of this in a position of not being able to support a player who's clearly struggling?
It's really telling, Matt, because the truth of the matter is that Tim Payne is not a Cricket Tasmania employee. He's a Cricket Australia employee. He's a nationally contracted player. And yet it's been Cricket Tasmania that have issued a statement on his behalf, and his management, his manager, James Henderson, who is a Tasmanian himself. So clearly it would appear, and especially given how the strong condemnation from Cricket Tasmania a couple of days ago, in their statement with respect to Cricket Australia, that there's some ill will from all of Tasmanian cricket, or most of Tasmanian cricket, and I think that would have to say, you'd have to say that it would extend to the Payne camp, because if not, why would they be going? Why would they be sending a statement via Cricket Tas? I know he was due to play for Tasmania today, but nonetheless, it seems. His employer is Australia, Cricket Australia. He was the captain as of a week ago, and it feels like that relationship in the circumstances has deteriorated hugely.
He was expected to fly to Queensland on Saturday to join the test squad, so you could almost hear the clock ticking there. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of people around the country, regardless of what's happened in this situation, are sending their thoughts to Tim Payne and his family in this one. But just on the pure playing sense here, on the pure back to basics of what the Australian selectors do, he's the only wicketkeeper named in the 15-man squad, but there are two keepers in the Australia A squad. So Alex Carey, you'd have to think, will be the most logical choice, even though there's a big push for Josh Inglis. You'd have to go for some form of experience, especially for the first test.
Yeah, I think Carey is in the box seat. I'd be surprised if it's not Alex Carey, given the circumstances. Look, Josh Inglis has been a bit of a bolter, and he's made was clearly part of Australia's T20 World Cup squad. But Carey's been apparent for a long time now. I mean, you go back, it's it's actually funny to think that 4 summers ago, when Tim Payne was picked from the picked from the blue to play for Australia, at the time when this this incident occurred, strangely enough, Alex Carey was sort of at the time sort of viewed as locked in a three-way battle with Peter Neville and Matthew Wade to be Australia's wicketkeeper. That wicketkeeper for that Ashes series, and clearly they picked Payne, really a move which very few saw coming. So I think Carey's got to be the man. He's he's 30. He's captained Australia at one day international level. He's been a vice captain in white ball cricket for quite a while. He's had a couple of drop offs in form, but I think his stats. Slightly ahead of a couple of the other contenders, and I think it just doesn't make sense not to pick him, given they've sort of backed him in until this point.
Yeah, I think they've got to go with him. Good on you, Daniel. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, Matt. Thank you.
Daniel Cherney there from Code Sport. That's the big story of the day. Tim Payne stepping away from all forms of cricket. You'd have to say he's played his last test match for Australia, a mental health break for him and his family. Now, we've got some breaking news to bring you after our quick news bulletin in just a sec. The Dolphins have nabbed their first signing for 2023, their first big one. He's a Queensland representative player. More details to come after the news.